With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. Vice President J.D. Vance says a third round of negotiations with Iran have ended in Pakistan after 21 hours without reaching an agreement. The vice president spoke briefly to reporters after the talks concluded before dawn Sunday. Two Pakistani officials say discussions between the heads of the delegations will resume after a break. Some allies are pulling their support for Congressman Eric Swalwell's gubernatorial bid amid new allegations of assault.
On Friday, the congressman taking to his X account, denying allegations he sexually assaulted a woman who worked for him.
These allegations of sexual assault are flat false. They're absolutely false.
Slowell, among the leading Democrats in the race to replace Governor Gavin Newsom, a likely presidential candidate who calls the allegations from multiple sources deeply troubling and says they must be taken seriously. The San Francisco Chronicle reporting the woman said Slowell sexually assaulted her in 2019 and 2024. I'm Julie Walker.
The centerpiece of President Trump's economic policy, sweeping taxes on global imports, is under legal assault again.
The U.S. Court of International Trade heard oral arguments Friday in an attempt to overturn the temporary tariffs that President Trump turned to after the Supreme Court in February struck down his preferred choice, even bigger, even more sweeping tariffs. Defeated at the high court, Mr. Trump reached for a stopgap solution, imposing temporary worldwide tariffs under a 1974 trade law. Now, two dozen states and some businesses are challenging the president's authority to impose the new tariffs. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Artemis II moon traveling astronauts are back home and feted to thousands of welcomes. Still marveling over their record-breaking lunar fly around, the crew of the four flew to Houston's Ellington Field from San Francisco Saturday. After a quick reunion with their families, the astronauts took the stage, surrounded by hundreds. This is SRN News. The Pew Research Center profiles religious radio in the U.S.
The sweeping new survey uses the term religious radio, but in fact the vast majority of stations are Christian, 74%. 8% are specifically Catholic, and the rest cannot be categorized. Pew also reports that when it comes to content, about half of all Christian radio airtime is devoted to music, the other half to spoken content. And the study also reveals that 77% of stations list evangelism as their primary goal. Michael Harrington reporting.
Supporters of England's nearly 500-year-old church choir tradition are trying to preserve it as the nation becomes increasingly secular. They've launched a campaign for the government to recognize choral services as an important part of Britain's culture under a United Nations program that seeks to protect intangible cultural heritage. The epitome of British church choir tradition is Eversong, a weekly evening service of hymns, psalms, and prayers laid out by Archbishop Thomas Cranmer of the Church of England. This is SRN News. Economist Steve Moore with the Committee to Unleash Prosperity says data centers are indispensable in today's digital landscape.
Guess what? If you love your cell phone, right? You've got it with you every single minute. It's like an appendage to your body. You want that cell phone to work? You need data centers, right? So just like if you want electricity, you've got to have power plants.
Moore says not only are they critical, but they are a boost to the economy. He lives near one himself, near Washington, D.C.
And it pays it pays about a third of all the taxes in that county.
Steve Moore made his comments to the Salem Radio Network. A new study finds Texas oil remains a crucial energy source, providing economic benefits and geopolitical leverage for the U.S. The Lone Star State produced half of all U.S. oil last year. Experts say it's because of the state's geology, pipeline network, and extremely efficient production methods, the Permian Basin in West Texas contributing significantly on a daily basis. More details at srnnews.com.